Welcome to the K-Launch Studios and Electrify Your Message podcast, powered by K-Launch, the organization that delivers software to advance human interaction through experiential mobile messaging, chatbots, and conversational AI. In today's episode, we're joined by Kevin Lyons, who serves as the Chief Strategy Officer for Blue Sky Commerce. Blue Sky Commerce is a global professional services company that leverages more than two decades of e-commerce experience to provide a full range of business services to clients and partners worldwide. Kick back and relax as we dive into the Blue Sky K-Launch partnership and explore more about how the two companies have teamed up to bring revolutionary conversational AI and e-commerce solutions to food banks across the country. This is the Electrify Your Message podcast. Hello and welcome to the K-Launch Studios. My name is Josh Ross. I'm the CEO of K-Launch. We're excited to be here today and joined by a good friend of mine, Kevin Lyons, who's joining from Austin, Texas. Kevin, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, Josh.
We're excited about everything that's going on in the food bank space, and I wanted to get some time with you to just kind of talk through that a little bit and understand, from your perspective, maybe I guess first, just tell us a little bit about yourself and then Blue Sky, and then we can talk about the K-Launch Blue Sky partnership and what we're doing to revolutionize these solutions for food banks.
Yeah, sure. And again, Josh, it's great to have this conversation, and I appreciate the time that, we're getting to solve this problem. So a little bit about me. I've been with Blue Sky since 2019. As you mentioned in the introduction, I am the Chief Strategy Officer. That means not only do I run the strategy for Blue Sky Commerce internally, but also manage strategy for all of our clients. So, when we get into engagements about digital transformation and thinking about how your business operations are flowing and how that may relate to, technology or marketing or talent solutions that we can provide, we really get the ball rolling with strategy. I come from the client side. I've been almost three decades on the client side, mainly in direct-to-consumer and some B2B experience, with half of that time being in the commerce space, leading digital operations for Fortune 100 companies to small to medium businesses, and most recently one down here in Austin, which is what brought me here. So really excited about what we're doing with K-Launch. When you combine the best of conversational AI with digital commerce in general, right? So it's more than just a shopping cart. It's building that relationship with the customer and what we can do to solve those things together. So I'm really excited about what we're doing together.
Yeah, as are we. And I tell you, I mean, it's been really interesting to look at all the data as it kind of flows in, right? About how these are helping individuals and neighbors across the country. I was just, before we came on air, we were chatting a bit about just all the sympathy, the empathetic messages that are kind of coming back from people like, thank God for this technology. It's been something that I've been trying to reach out on this particular topic, and I didn't know who to talk to or didn't know how to get information. And so for that information to be coming laser shot to someone's personal device and having that ability to help walk them through chronologically how to register for a program like SNAP, or when they're coming off lease of that program, right? When that is ready to notifying them ahead of time. Those are all just really powerful aspects of engaging with neighbors.
Yeah, I think that the process that people have to go through to get any kind of subsistence, like you think of the barriers that get thrown up for anyone in this space. I have to go to a physical location. I need to fill out forms in triplicate, dating myself a little bit there. But, you think about all of the things that's a neighbor has to go through to do that. And what the conversational AI platform is doing is taking a lot of that friction out of the process. So it is something that is giving them education ahead of time that they can do that in the privacy of their own home or wherever they may be with their mobile device. And they can get into the program and stay in the program a lot easier than if they were going through traditional channels.
Sure. Can you talk a little bit about what we're seeing in the market related to some of the data? I mean, I know, we've had a lot of conversations around the overall, expenditures that are tied to SNAP programs unilaterally across the country. But I know you've had a lot of time to research the data. Can you share with the audience a little bit about, what is the size of this challenge?
Oh my gosh. Well, I think that what we're trying to do is I'll start with kind of stating some of the problem, right? And I think that if you just put in the context that we have a food desert in this country, it is not like what you would traditionally think of in some third world country where there's lack of agriculture or things to support food for any community or state or nation for that matter. But here in America, there was a recent 12-state study that showed that there are less than 5 hunger relief organizations per 100,000 people.
Wow.
And if you think that from a geography or a span of area, right, a geographic area, there are less than 7 per 1,000 square miles. Now, when we talk about a hunger relief organization, that could be anything from your church or faith-based pantry all the way up to a food bank. And what that means is that one, there's this over reliance on these smaller faith-based organizations that can't support a large-scale community. And so what we're doing here is trying to get food banks onto this opportunity, because in absence of food banks, and there's, according to Feeding America, they have about 200 food banks. There's 60,000 of these, I think, nationwide. That if we can combine what these folks do with free food, and then getting people into the SNAP or some other assistance program that is backed by whether it's the federal or state or local government, then we can actually decrease that food desert, right? We can start to bring it closer to the food insecure neighbor. And that also gets them off of the reliance of, say, a convenience store. And while they are convenient and close, they typically don't have the more nutritious food that a family will need, especially if you have kids and large families. And it's usually higher price, so you can't get your maximize your dollar.
Yeah, higher quality foods at a lower price and delivered directly to their home, right? I mean, like we're
That's right.
programs together, I know that are delivering food delivery programs that deliver right to their home using partnerships through Amazon and others that have helped to be able to facilitate those types of engagements.
And what that does, what that does, Josh, is it reduces that negative connotation that people have. If I'm walking into a
Yeah.
grocery store and I'm using my SNAP EBT card, right? The old days of like pulling out the food stamps or whatever that is, it's like there's no reason that our food insecure neighbors can't enjoy the same convenience and the same experience that you and I may enjoy of shopping groceries, right? That I can get it delivered to my home. I can pay online. I can get it pick. I can pick it up in a matter of minutes. Those are all the things that we can unlock for these folks without having to travel, because a lot of these people don't even have geographic access close to a grocery store that offers those kinds of services anyway, even if they could take the SNAP EBT card, right, or something like that. But now I get to maximize that dollar of saying, like, I can get free food, which is typical when you see a food pantry or, say, a food bank. Those have limits, of course, of what I can take. But now if I add something like SNAP into the equation, I can balance that out with saying, well, this month I really need, an extra pound of hamburger, or I need another bushel of potatoes, or whatever that may be. I can use SNAP in conjunction with that free food. So now that I'm stretching everything out, filling up my basket for the month, and more importantly, putting food on the table.
Yeah, that's really important. And being able, like I said, being able to provide high quality, low cost foods. And then we're doing things like providing recipes through that messaging string too for them on how to cook that food, right? So they can have a great experience at home, even though they're going through challenging times. They can have a great experience with by getting this information and being able to take whatever food that they've got for free, and then coupling that with whatever they've purchased through their EBT, and combining those, goods and services to be able to produce a quality, healthy meal for their family.
That's right. That's right. And that's the benefit, I think, that's so valuable. You mentioned it earlier about the qualitative data that you're getting into the program, right? Through this messaging service of people talking about what a godsend it has been. And it's not just about the fact that you're getting them qualified for programs and being able to get food delivered to them in partnership with the food bank and delivery organizations like Amazon, et cetera. But it's also educating them, like, what are some healthy recipes? What are things that I can do to put food together, right, to make a meal for my family?
Right.
How can I stretch my dollar? Like, their educational resources, like all of this stuff that's out there. And, what you alluded to in your question before, which is also that there's a huge monetary aspect to this. When you think, let's just look at the state of Indiana alone. If you think about from the number of SNAP users that are out there, and Indiana is not even at the national average as far as getting people qualified, right? And that's another benefit of having this the messaging platform to get more people qualified and into the program. But that means that the average spend for any SNAP user is about $2,500 a year. And as I mentioned, that $2,500, if they spend that at a convenience store, which might be around the corner and easy for them to do, that's just not going to go as far from their family as if they could take that same amount of money and distribute it among free food and lower cost food that is healthier for their family.
Yeah. And then I know another big component of this is a lot of executives I've talked to, they say things like, oh, you're increasing the number of people that are jumping on these programs. But I think one of the things we're really proud of as an organization, collective organization, frankly, is that we're providing wraparound services for things like mental health and job assistance and healthcare through these messaging streams to get folks connected to other resources that can get them out of the circumstance that they're in, right? The majority of people that are in these circumstances don't want to be there. I mean, let's just
Exactly.
they
Exactly.
really don't want to be there. It's kind of a really challenging time that they're coming through in their lives, and they want to figure out ways to get help and to get out of there. So I think what we're doing beyond just connecting people one-to-one at scale and connecting them with all of these resources and food delivery programs and capabilities and recipes and all these things, but we're providing these wraparound services that are helping them get the assistance they need to move forward and to get out of that circumstance. And I think that's, and we're some of the data is showing that we're actually, even though we're putting more people on the program, we're taking just as many people off of the program at roughly the same rate. So if you think about that, more people are getting that have the need are getting help, and then they're getting run through the program, and then they're getting the assistance they need to get off of these programs. So it's truly like the full cycle here when it comes to how we're helping neighbors.
Yeah, I saw a data point recently that that said 70% of people are 70% more likely to get off the program when they're in the program or get out of the need, right, for any kind of assistance because they're in the program and that they can get this information than those who never actually go through the process to qualify, right? So to your point, it's not about just getting people into the program or getting more people in the program. It's because one, you can get them assistance now, but you're also giving them all of these services throughout their time in the program that is going to get them off of that program faster. So they're going to get out into the workforce, or they're going to be able to stretch those dollars. And again, if they can't do that, they're going to get in this perpetual motion of the relying on convenience stores and higher priced options and unhealthy food that is constantly going to be a drag versus, it's something that is going to give them out and give them that hope, right? That's assistance that they can do that not only for themselves, but for their family.
Yeah, and I know, can you talk a little bit about the e-commerce solutions that we're putting together? I mean, I think that's right up your, alley when it comes to Blue Sky and what you all do globally, but for organizations in the business world, but also kind of paralleling that to the help and assistance that we have in the food bank space. Tell us a little bit about what we're standing up from an e-commerce perspective and how we're tying conversational AI into that program.
Yeah, it's what's interesting is through all the research that I've been doing and that we've been doing through this industry, right? And we'll just call it an industry from a food bank or hunger relief organization area, is that it is pretty clear that there are not enough opportunities for these larger food banks, even food banks that you would think, they're passing millions and millions and millions of dollars worth of free food and donations and you name it through the program. They're getting grant money, but a lot of them don't have the technology that you and I enjoy by going to the grocery store and shopping at, a Kroger or HEB here in Southern Texas or wherever that may be. And that's where the e-commerce solution comes into play, meaning like what we're building is this minimum viable product that gives the opportunity for a food bank to be able to not only offer up their free food to neighbors in a digital format that can be accessed via their phone or a personal computer or tablet of some kind. But also, they can combine that with paid food options. Again, if we're talking about programs like SNAP, et cetera, where they can offer low-cost option to do that together in a similar transaction, right? So I can fill up my cart, my basket, if you will, with free food and low-cost for charge food in a transaction. I can schedule that for pickup or delivery at that food bank, right? Or to my home within the delivery area of that food bank, the same as you would do at any grocery store. And when you combine that with the conversational AI components, again, as you mentioned before, I'm keeping that neighbor engaged. They can go onto the food bank website, right? The commerce platform. They can get information about, do I qualify? What's the process for me to qualify? And I can actually use the conversational AI to go through the process of qualifying. I can get that faster. I can get it in my virtual wallet, if you will, and use that as a form of payment. And then we keep them in that stream because we can educate them on what to do with that food for their family. We can give them the educational resources that they're looking for. We can give them information about programs in their area that might be a combination of work and food related options. Again, not to keep them in the program, but maybe get them out of that situation. And so all of this is accessed together, bringing the best power of that conversational AI, or as we say, conversational commerce and digital commerce together, right? Transactional commerce, all in one platform.
Sure. And I think that, we've done some studies that have concluded a subset of basic needs for humans is to be heard, to be known, to be understood, and to be valued. I think these programs extend that for people to where they can be heard, right? They're out there in the world. Most 96% of Americans have a smartphone, and 95% of them have that phone on their person or within 3 feet of themselves, regardless
Yes.
of their economic status. And I know before we came on air today too, we talked a little bit about your perception of the demographic that would be utilizing these types of technologies. One, I'm going to preserve the name of the food bank. It's a very large food bank that we did some data discovery on, and they had mo well 61% of the population that was using the technologies were over the age of 61. So, I mean,
Yeah.
that's a a powerful testament to the fact. And I think the oldest was 86 that was using the technology to register. And that individual gave our organization a 5-star rating on, we have a rating system where they can kind of go in and rate us based upon how these services have helped them kind of move through the programs.
Right.
And they had, that's tremendous to see that you really have a broad scope of people that demographically that are engaged in these types of solutions. And our technologies focus on the conversational engagement that just involving, informing, and listening one-to-one at scale. I think the other thing that like blows my mind is that we had one instance of 65,000 individual conversations going on at one time. That's never before been possible with the amount of limited resources that are affiliated with these organizations, these food banks. They just don't have the scale and scope of humans that can connect with people in that way. And we're doing that when you're having 65,000 individual conversations going on at once, all, orchestrating their own individual messaging streams and helping them get service and support and helping them with wraparound service, all these things being tied into that message stream to where they can get, what they need when they need it. It's really a powerful combination. And like the e-commerce side of this, being able to drive these turnkey e-commerce options for food banks so they can have a world-class e-commerce solution coupled with that conversational AI solution all under one umbrella and one price point so that they can start reaching the masses that they need to reach for ending the lines.
Oh yeah, and I mean the data that we're looking at, you take any particular state, and there's maybe one up to five or six very large food banks that are serving the neighbors in that state, and yet their reach is low because again they don't have the bot. To your point, it's not like these guys are like a retail channel that might have 200 people in marketing, right? Or they have access to all of the spend that can get the word out. I mean, they are putting it all together the best they can with the support of sometimes a national organization like Feeding America or something to that effect. But what the power of this solution now gives the ability to reach more people. We always talk about the opportunity that sits out there really kind of falls into five major challenges, right? One's about improving access. The second's about increasing adoption, right? There's one about creating connectivity, as you've mentioned, through the messaging platform. And what you just elaborated, which gets undersold many times, is drives efficiency because they rely on a network of volunteers to execute, and they don't have a large workforce and able to support all of the influx of customers they have now. Now you add on top of that that you might get 65,000 new interactions. How am I going to support that? Well, that's where the AI part of that comes through, and I can drive efficiencies and automation to the commerce platform. And then the last one is about creating a path of sustainability. You and I have talked about this many times before, Josh, about the constant kind of dialing for dollars that food banks have to go through in order to support programs, right? They gotta get to more people. So therefore they need money in order to do that. And they're relying on donations and fundraising activities that have to do that quite frankly today aren't very efficient in ways of raising that money, because again, they have to go out to some of the donors that have always donated to them, or they're looking for grant money or those types of things. If I can now have a sustainable commerce platform, and through offering SNAP as a benefit, right, I'm able to accept SNAP payments. I can take those dollars that are coming in and actually reallocate those to programs where I need to support. And I think the thing that gets left behind often is a lot of these food banks that are larger are the only support that many of these smaller pantries have in order to survive. And if they can take some of those dollars and start to then reallocate that into these smaller pantries where they can't reach themselves through a delivery network, but they can get it to one point, which would be that smaller pantry, and that pantry can get it to the neighbor. We are now solving many of those five things that I just talked about.
Yeah, it's just amazing what we've been able to accomplish together. There's a few bullet points I want to run through here, is just some of the solution offerings and kind of what these solutions provide. So improving the communications for neighbors one-to-one at scale through mobile conversational AI. So we talked about being able to reach the masses. So, in doing that effectively, one-to-one at scale. So you could have, in the example that we provided earlier, 65,000 people having conversations at any point in time through the process, and we're automating all those conversations in real time. It's a closed network from an AI perspective, not using generative AI, although we can turn on generative AI. Most of what we're doing is operationalizing business process for individual food banks and just keeping that in a closed network where the AI is, the NLP and natural language processing is learning the conversations that take place with any uncomprehended utterances and then communicating that back effectively. The other thing is building educational channels through messaging so neighbors can learn. As we talked about earlier with the recipes and those kind of things, helping them learn about not only additional programs that may be available to them, but what other services and solutions can help them get out of the circumstance and situation that they're in. And then another one is establishing wraparound services for things like mental health and job assistance, which kind of ties into that building educational channels. And then we talked about automating EBT registration process so that anyone needing to register can do that at scale without an app. They can have their mobile phone that they have. It can be a phone that they purchase from literally anywhere that has text capability. As long as they have that text capability, they can register, they can walk through the qualification process, and they can get connected to the staff that can serve them more effectively. And then we've got constructing turnkey e-commerce, which is where you guys come in the partnership. We've had a wonderful partnership with Blue Sky, and that's just getting started as we're connecting on this stuff on a national level. But to be able to provide the mobile experience to be able to purchase low-cost, fresh, quality foods from the food bank or pantry instantly from your mobile device without that app. And that drives massive amounts of revenue to the food bank in the sense that they can use those resources to be able to then retool themselves and to help in other areas with things like cold storage and providing pantry assistance and those kind of things. And then we've seen enabling of fundraising. So we talked about the fundraising, the treadmill, and those kind of things. But through our technologies, being able to enable them to be able to fundraise more effectively and manage and track and maintain those relationships with people at scale from a fundraising perspective. There's just a few more here, but geo mapping, which is using real-time interactive maps and directions sent via text or a link, so that they can conveniently know where their local place is. So if they're not purchasing from this e-commerce solution, they can get information about where's the best place for me to purchase the foods that would go the furthest with my dollars. And then coordinating logistics for deliveries. So we're orchestrating every facet of the delivery supply chain through the conversational AI technologies, including interactive maps and drop-off locations and checking up on their order. They can text in and find out where their order is located, how long it's going to take for that to get there. And then, we talked about the recipes and stuff like that earlier. So I think the thing that's so powerful is the intersection of what our mission statement is as an organization, which is we exist to help people. At the beginning of that mission statement, intersecting what we do for work every day with the mission of helping others, man, that provides a lot of just joy to our teams as we're helping people across the country.
Yeah, it is amazing. Not only the fact that, we've got all of these people in the stream today, but what they're doing, right? You've shared some of this data in the past about like all those things you just supported. The fact that, I believe you shared a data point that said like 80% of the people that are on the stream took the advice that was offered around a suggested recipe or something to that effect, right? So again, it's, as you meant, you called it the wraparound services, right? It's everything that is connected to that neighbor beyond just the shopping cart, beyond just the fact that I can browse the food, I can put the food in my cart, I can check out, I can get it delivered, which are all amazing things that didn't exist for food banks, not that long ago. But I'm getting all these other things on top of it, right? Which is why you have a very low, like almost nothing opt-out rate in the messaging platform, because they find everything that you're providing as useful. And it not requiring someone behind a keyboard to constantly man this, right? That's where the AI comes in and is able to create operational efficiencies for these food banks who don't have an abundance of resources to pull this off every day. You know, when you think of what's at stake nationwide from just the dollars, right? We're talking nationwide $75 billion in SNAP benefits, right? Across 250,000 retail locations. Well, again, most of those retail locations are convenience stores or they're grocery stores that aren't close by to these neighbors. And that's why you're getting these high ratings from people who are in the program because they didn't have this option before. And it's just beyond, again, the transactional thing. It's that now you've got a relationship with them.
Yeah, it's really, we mean, I could talk about this all day long. I mean, honestly, it gets me fired up. But thanks so much for joining us today on the Electrifier Message Podcast. Could you tell us a little, just give us some information on Blue Sky and how to reach you all? Obviously, we're jointly partnered in these efforts moving forward, and I'll supply that information for K-Launch as well.
Yeah, sure. Thanks, Josh. Yeah, so Blue Sky Commerce, as Josh mentioned, has been in business for nearly 2 decades. We specialize in commerce solutions, but everything around digital transformation, strategy, technology, experience, marketing, and talent. You can reach us on our website is blueskycommerce.io, or you can reach out to us at sales@blueskycommerce.io. And again, we're happy to start that conversation wherever you are in your journey.
Yeah, that's great. And you guys, I mean, one of the reasons we partnered, I know we looked at a lot of organizations to partner with, but this is a world-class organization from a commerce perspective. Kevin and his team are phenomenal at what they do. So yeah, if you'd like to just explore more about the commerce solutions and how they jointly tie in with conversational AI, you can feel free to reach out to Kevin and team there off of his information. You can also reach us online. You can chat with us 24/7, literally, at klaunch.io. So if you want to take a moment and write those things down, you can reach out to us there. And we'd love to start a conversation with you. Kevin, thanks so much for joining us today on the Electrify Your Message Podcast. And I'm sure we're going to be doing a lot of great things together here over the coming months and years. So we're excited about that and looking forward to the partnership.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it as well, Josh. Thanks for having me.
Thanks so much.